Hey.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Good. Well, I've got something to cheer you up.
Well, it might cheer you up.
No, it will do, I'm sure.
You might lose, you might not win.
Ah,
I've
okay.
invented a little game for you.
Yep.
It's to do with predictive text on the mobile phone.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, for the listeners, if you hear any clicking, don't be alarmed. It's the mobile phone and not In fact, but if you text in a room where our budgies are,
Yeah.
because budgies, when they're
Oh yeah, it
happy,
does
they
sound a
do
lot
like,
like it.
they do a sort of beak clicking thing.
I'm
So
trying to think
they,
what that noise reminded me of, yeah.
they get really happy if you text in the room with
It's the sound of a budgie eating millet or something, isn't it?
them. Well, they just do it sort of to
That's just the
themselves
noise they
when they're
make.
content, yeah. It
Like when
means
my dad
they're...
eats food, and he likes it, he makes a low rumbling noise. Like he eats his food and he'll be going, that means he enjoys his food. Like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is to do with the predictive text on the mobile phone. Now you don't really know what this is, do you?
No, it's something to do with T9. Is that right?
That's the Terminator.
It's
So
a.
as you perhaps know, with predictive text, you build up a kind of custom dictionary of words that you have to put in yourself.
I've heard of this.
So I thought that you might like to pick a letter,
Oh, yeah.
and if you can guess, you have 3 guesses at a custom word that I might have in that letter.
Okay, so I can use all my knowledge of you and the things you might send.
And I've got a box of Smarties here, and I say a box deliberately because look at this.
It is a box.
Is this now what Smarties are in?
Seemingly, it's a
This is a
hexagonal tube. I think.
With no, there isn't a cap with a letter on it,
No.
so I'm not learning anything from having these Smarties now. It's a bit disappointing, but real Smarties. Hope you can hear that.
And if you do that in a room with a snowy owl, it makes it very happy.
And so, for this is your the brown. So if you, if this might not cheer you up at all, because if you get them right, you can have the Smartie.
If I get it wrong,
I'll have the Smartie.
okay. This is good. Either way, it's fun.
Okay,
One of us
that
is
was
getting
still fun.
something. What about the green smartie?
That's merely an optical illusion. That's a picture. The
That was
book
a.
on. It's probably not even worth explaining, is it?
No.
There's a drawing on the book that I put
Don't
the smart.
explain
Okay. Would you like to pick a letter?
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and go
Oh,
for.
actually, sorry. Maybe we. Sh sorry, I should change this. Maybe it should be groups of letters, because as you know, they're grouped in le groups of 3 or 4 on your phone
Can I
keyboard.
get my phone out then to check
Yeah, you
this?
can.
Could I go for the group that would be PQRS?
So maybe you should have a num. There should be a number of Smarties in the pot. So this is a jackpot of, let's say that's t 8 or 10 Smarties.
Four, eight, 11 Smarties.
11 Smarties for the letter group PQRS. So knowing me as you do, what custom words do you think I'd have in?
For under the group PQRS,
You can pick three.
three words.
Three words.
My first choice is Stewie.
Stewie is obviously the popular Family Guy character, but also is the name of one of our budgies, the one we found in the garden, who is so called because when we found him, we tried to imagine what he might have been called. First, we thought maybe Harry Potter, but that at the time that seemed less current, so we thought maybe Stuart out of Stuart Little. He might be called Stuart Little, so we called him Stuart.
It's
But that
a.
quite quickly became Stewie.
So I have two more choices.
Two more.
I'll go for the word Salcy,
Oh, very good.
which I won't explain why.
Okay, well, I will. That's the street I live on.
Well,
Selsey Road.
if you get tracked down and
By
I
one of
get
our 10 listeners.
yeah.
I'll know. I bet it's a Jakarta generic feed
will.
aggregator.
And I will also pick projects.
Projector, very good.
These are quite sedate choices.
They are, but they might win you the Smarty jackpot.
It's all about the prize for me today.
So, Stewie, Selsey and Project. I can tell you I've got pissed, sardines, Celsi. There
Celsius.
you go, that's...
Number one.
Well, you've won, I think if any three
I've
hit,
won. Oh,
you've
okay.
won. Hippie, I've also got
I nearly said
Smythe,
Pippi.
Shiraz, Smigley,
Smigley.
Southwold, Few, Pling, Pyong, P-L-I-N-G.
Plink?
Yeah, I don't know why that's in there. Soz, pedo, sushi, pewter, as in short for computer, snooze, skiver, probs, maybe it's quite a lot of these, speedometer, Seymour, Steins, Parmesan, preparations, poppet, pob, richardjones10 at hotmail.co.uk, and that's all of them.
Right, that's good then.
Well, so then you've got the jackpot, you can eat the 11 Smarties.
You can have some as well though.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, I'd like to win them, to be honest.
Okay, I'll eat these and get them out of the way. So maybe to make your second round harder, generally live eating, you should pick the letter that I have to pick one for now.
Okay. I'm pouring out the second jackpot around 11 Smarties. It's approximately a third of the contents of the Smarties tube.
There's 12 there. I've just eaten 11.
You know, I heard a story about the television presenter, John Yvonne, that he had ability that if he saw a group of items, say oranges in a bowl or Smarties on a table, without counting them all, he could just look and quite quickly size them up and tell you how many there was very accurately.
Right.
I've heard that.
Oh, there's no punchline?
No.
In my head I was going, because he was a big breakfast calculator, I couldn't work out a punchline for it.
Well, maybe we should later. I'm going to suggest the letter group D-E-F.
D-E-F. Can I have 5 seconds thinking time? And these are words that will be in your predictive text, not just words that would come up.
No, because they won't come up unless they're in it.
This is hard for DEF. Drunk.
Take your time, drunk. That's a good one.
Flipping. And I'll try and do one for E as well. Edgbaston.
Yeah, very good.
Edgbaston being the name of Phil's dog. Drunk might just be a normal word in there, though. I should have...
That's the...
That's the gamble, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I imagine it will be.
Here we go.
Given that...
Edgbaston there, the first one, Edgbaston. Derby, deodorant spelt wrong, Eminem, the rap singer.
Rapper.
Enola.
I know some of these texts that these words have come from.
Well, yeah, I pretty much only text you.
And Joey.
That's all of them.
Great.
But yeah, he did well there, Edgbaston. So, jackpot number 2 of 12 Smarties.
Well, can I share half of them with you? Because I've eaten... already. It's turning less into a prize, more of a...
You don't have to eat them all.
A salt of chocolate. So last round, we're in Folk 4.
Last round.
Not with my phone's desperate bid to be involved in this conversation.
Do you want to pick the letter group this time?
I want to make it more of a challenge for myself.
Okay.
There's some letters I know I'll be able to get them on.
What about WXYZ then?
Yeah, let's go for that one.
I reckon that's a hard one.
Okay, 5 minutes thinking time.
Okay, so that's there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. For my first, I would like to put in the term yo, Y-O.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of informal greeting.
Mm-hmm. For my second, I would like to put in WhatsApp.
All one word.
Yep. And for my fourth, I would like to put in yachting.
So yo, WhatsApp and yachting. We've got yummy.
Programs. Yummy. Black country relevant.
Weds, as in short for Wednesday.
Weds.
Yule, as in Yuletide. Xmas. Yum, Y-U-M. Wens, which again I think is short for Wednesday. Waller.
As in Rick.
Yes. I don't know if it was referring to him, but that spelling. Wii, like the...
Nintendo.
Nintendo Wii. Wicked Awesome, all one word. XXX, three X's indicating kisses. Work Boots. U, Y-double-O.
Y-double-O.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's all of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I
make or break situation, you win the final round of Smarties. Never mind.
Brilliant.
I did alright.
You did quite well. I've got one final thing though.
Yep.
So given that this tube of, as we've calculated, about 36 Smarties.
There was 11, then 12, then we didn't eat 4 after 12.
Yep.
And then 5. Yeah, so there's 33 altogether. 33 Smarties. One for each year of Jesus' life.
So there's 33 Smarties in the hexagonal box. No cap.
No cap.
Bearing in mind there's no cap. I imagine that seems like less Smarties than maybe you used to get as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one final prize.
Mm-hmm.
You can have three guesses.
Mm-hmm.
This is just bought from a normal news agent in Birmingham.
Sandu News.
Yep.
Between Greggs and Eat.
Yep.
That's how I often find myself.
How much do you think this cost? Three guesses.
Blimey.
So how three. I'll give you a higher or lower for each one. Achiever Smarties in the year 2000.
49 pence.
49 pence. It's actually higher than 49 pence.
No way. I wouldn't go higher than 49. Okay, I would.
I've already committed myself mentally, you see, to having to buy some Smarties.
59 pence.
59 pence. You're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually lower than 59 pence.
So this is my final guess.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 49 and 59. If I were a news agent, what would I price them at? 54 pence. 55 pence.
It's 55 pence, which means you win.
55 pence was my real guess.
I think it's still the wrapping's still intact. There you go. That is a piece of Ferrari birthday cake.
No way.
From Ryan's birthday.
It really is. Well, it's got the logo on.
It had a little edible driver and everything.
Did it?
Mm. You don't have to eat it now. Or indeed at all.
No, I will do. I'll eat it. There's two pieces. One for me, one for Tony.
Yeah.
Tony's my imaginary friend. I was trying to think of a funny joke about birthday
cake
for, and the racing driver. But
Bernie Eccles Cakeston.
Yeah. mine was even worse. It was Nigel Morsel. Which isn't any good. Fucked. Can you say that?
I don't think that's in there.
Philip.
Why on the podcast am I my full name now?
In case your mum hears it, she likes you to use your full name.
She things. Does, that's true. She won't.
She might hear it. She might stumble across it on Google.
Mm.
Points, namely things that arrived in the post to my house yesterday morning. One of them being the film I Am Omega.
Omega.
A film starring Mark Dacascos, who I'm sure you've all heard of. And the tagline is, "The last man alive must battle a planet of the dead."
So this isn't I Am Legend.
No.
It's also, it's not the Omega Man.
No. It's possibly somewhere in between the two. I Am Omega.
And this is a film that was specially made and probably hurriedly made to be released just before the Will Smith film I Am Legend.
I think it came out literally the week beforehand. Just to fill you in, Mark Dacascos has been seen in such films as Brotherhood of the Wolf, American Samurai, Kickboxer 5 and The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Well, I wonder if he's one of the beast people.
I can only think that he is.
Which one?
He's also The Crow as well, apparently.
Really? After The Crow died?
After The Crow died and after the second guy that played him, he was The Crow.
Did the second guy die as well?
I think he did.
Really?
Yeah.
During the filming of the film?
No, ironically, nothing to do with the film, but it was a crow killed him. this film has 5.1 surround sound, and
trying to do that in a clean take.
It also features bloopers.
Really?
Perhaps from the film, perhaps just
general bloopers. I'd like to see bloopers from a sort of zombie vampire movie.
So that's a bit of a promo for this film that neither of us have seen yet, but we like the sound of it.
One of the zombies mistakenly said, "I eat ankles" instead of "I eat brains" or something. Is that?
I reckon.
That could be a blooper.
Eloquent as always.
I suck water.
This is all good. The other
I made myself laugh.
The yeah. other item we have on the table is a book called Punk House.
Punk. Is this the follow-up to what was Punky Brewster? Was that show just called Punky Brewster, or was?
I don't know what you're talking about. Punky Brewster.
No. Is Punky Brewster the character in My Two Dads, or is it a programme in its own right? Or Blossom? Blossom?
Blossom was the kid in My Two Dads.
Oh, right? Okay.
Was she? No, she wasn't.
No idea.
No, she wasn't. There was a girl, I don't think she was called Punky Brewster.
No. But are you aware of the programme Punky Brewster?
No,
you're
I
not?
Don't know what you're talking about at all.
Really?
You're talking crazy talk.
Okay. Look it up.
Yeah, that's so Raven. Punk House, different to Fun House. Its subtitle is Interiors in Anarchy. Anarchy isn't a Greek island, it's just meant as it is, anarchy. And it's photography of punk houses in America. A punk house being pretty much as it sounds, a house lived in by punks. But it's edited by Thurston Moore, who you may be aware of from the band Sonic Youth. That's certainly how we're aware of him.
Actually, I came to him through his solo work first.
Ah, one of those. Didn't you recently sell your Thurston Moore solo LP on eBay?
I did, the lavishly etched vinyl version.
You slightly regret selling it now, I believe. Is that right?
I do a bit.
Just... There's no fun in that, we're just establishing facts. So what I think these two things demonstrate is two areas, two topics that we're possibly both quite interested in. And I thought today we could take this opportunity to have a think and a talk about those two areas, which are namely grunge, being represented by the book Punk House, and apocalyptic scenarios as represented by I Am Omega. Omega.
As you know, I only watch films with either post-apocalyptic or zombie storylines, particularly with sort of first-person camera work.
I don't know if this is true or not, but perhaps there's some parallels between looking at this book Punk House and then looking and thinking about the sort of post-apocalyptic films that we've both seen and enjoyed. You've perhaps seen a few more than me, particularly handheld camera style ones. There seems a few links between the two.
I'm no expert, but there was one actually that I saw a little while ago that was a mistake, and I think the film was a bit of a mistake as well, because it was supposed to be some kind of zombie or infection 28 days later scenario or illness, but it only happened in Scotland. So Scotland was sealed off from the rest of the United Kingdom in a kind of, I suppose, like a Hadrian's Wall scenario, but a bigger wall with machine guns on it. So part of the surviving population of Scotland have turned into kind of cyberpunk Mad Max characters. But then another part of them, which they find a bit later in the film, live in a castle and have... And I mean, it's only kind of 10 or 20 years later... But they... Oh, no, it's several... It's actually several generations later, I think. So hence all the cyberpunks, but then some people that live in a castle and have hawks and the kind of medieval way of life. But the problem... One of the main problems in the film is that they still use, like, loads of kind of really recent idioms or sort of speech, you know, things in parts of speech, or just things, references that you sort of wouldn't probably really think about a couple of generations after you were sealed into Scotland.
Yeah, no, it would, but maybe there is. It's like them using Old English or something.
Maybe
talking
maybe
about saying things like "what's up." I was thinking about why it is I quite enjoy the post-apocalyptic scenario, and I think just on a purely practical level. I find it quite hard keeping all the characters in a film in mind, their names and how they work. Mm-hmm. Post-apocalyptic films, you've normally got at maximum five, a handful.
And you know that at least three of them, you're only going to have to remember their names for the first sort of quarter of the film.
Yep. Although I still only think that in I Am Legend he's called Will Smith. That's what I call him in that. Mad Max, that's easy to remember his name. Cloverfield, I've no idea what any of them are called
you
in
don't
that,
need to
but
know the names in that,
there's
do you?
no engagement.
No.
Cloverfield sort of feels a bit like watching a computer game just happening. Like,
yeah.
All the different scenarios that they get into and scrapes.
They're quite, yeah.
I think in my mind, I remember Cloverfield with maybe Tony sat on the floor in front of me holding a controller. Tony's a recurring reference for me in these anything to do with my house.
Well, I think it's interesting that you bring together these ideas of interiors and sort of post-apocalypse, because I think without being too rude about your house, it's maybe something of an insight into what things will be like for us after the apocalypse.
I think mine's definitely not far off there. It's settling into that way of life.
And you know, rightly so. I think if I lived on my own, I certainly would have a similar, if not worse, scenario.
Yeah, I mean, everyone needs a gun turret, and that's why I've built one.
Anti-dragon cannons.
Although I have tidied my house up recently.
I'll have to come and inspect it.
You won't notice any difference, but I noticed the difference. I also bought a new TV. That is quite a post-apocalyptic TV. It feels like it. It feels like it's a little bit too large for my living room. And it does feel like I'm getting sort of radiated every time I watch television.
What would it be? You'd get some kind of... You'd become crystallised, presumably, or plasmid.
Yeah, plasmid. So I think that leads nicely to perhaps imagining what each other's houses would actually look like. Do you think? Have I stolen your line there?
No, I thought that was a perfect segue. I think it's... I imagine you'd... Well, maybe we should... do you want to kind of trade elements one for one so that there's an opportunity to respond to whatever slight we feel we might have suffered?
Yes.
Well, I imagine first off you would... you'd get yourself a kind of warehouse or a large space.
Right.
And so you're the last person. You're the only person alive.
So there's just me.
Just you.
Just me.
In this scenario. Yeah, in my case. You'd get yourself a big warehouse or probably a castle.
Castle.
Or a sort of structure like that which you'd sort of go about filling with things.
I have actually thought about this a little bit. One thing I tend to play in my head quite a lot is what happens when the zombies attack. So I generally think about in every place I either live or work, A, what would I need to block off to stop the zombies getting in, and B, what weapons would be available to me in that place.
Well, that's very forward thinking, because actually something I was going to say was that I'd imagine that a lot of the practical concerns would sort of go a little bit by the wayside with you as the last...
They would once I was in that situation.
But maybe there's zombies or there's some kind of threat as well, perhaps.
Yeah, no, I think about it now, it would probably all go out the window once I was in that situation. But yeah, I thought Dudley Zoo would be where probably where I'd head to.
There we go, of course.
It's got it all, it's got castles, it's got cages. Possibly some of the animals might survive, but within a contained area. So that I'd be able to still keep a hand on them. I imagine that perhaps a chimpanzee would survive. And him and I would kind of build things that might be useful.
Well, I was going to say, I'd imagine that you'd sort of befriend a number of animals and probably give them names, including Admiral Beans. Admiral Beans. Reasonable Gareth. And Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, that's very good. So what a starting point for you, I would imagine, is that I think you'd very much miss having access to the internet.
Yeah.
So
I think I would.
I imagine you'd start trying to make some kind of solution that would let you have a kind of internet type thing. So perhaps like using old videotapes if you found them, or even like DVDs and things, but sort of trying to make that so you've got various screens with different things on that looks a bit like you're looking at the internet.
Okay, yeah.
But also, I'd imagine that you would spend a lot of time like just collecting things, and then you'd have.
Yeah, I'd have a museum.
You would, that your house would be just this big museum, and you'd probably
Oh.
make like specific shelving for different things, and there'd be
I
like
so would.
different wings. I imagine maybe like you'd take one street of terraced houses,
Oh, yeah.
and you'd have your different museums in all along the street.
I certainly will do that now.
And I'm a bit stumped as to what actual kind of house you'd pick to live in. I've been thinking about it. I wondered
Yeah,
if
I'm not
perhaps
sure.
like you might have like a tower block,
Oh,
and you'd
okay.
live on. You'd maybe have different units in different parts of the building or
Because I
something.
suppose in many ways, because you think of a tower block now as not being that great an accommodation, but
Imagine having the whole
with,
thing to yourself.
quite easily defensible,
Exactly.
as you see in 28 Days Later.
Yeah, or you would pick like a pub. You'd have like a
Oh,
pub,
yeah,
and
I'd pick a pub.
you'd have like your museum street leading up to your pub, and then
Yeah.
in your pub, like you'd sort of make your own drinks and things from other drinks that exist.
Absolutely.
You'd probably even
Give them
fashion
names.
your own pub sign to go outside.
I'd do that. I'd do
And then, and yeah, it'd be quite well defended as well, I imagine.
that. Some of the things I thought you'd probably fill up your castle or warehouse with, and again, this is a similar thing. I'd imagined you with different rooms
Right.
full of different things. Bear suit,
Yes.
suit of armor,
Yes.
samurai outfit.
Definitely.
I can see as well a room for sort of gaming, like war gaming. I can see like quite a big layout, quite a big gaming table, but probably sort of half finished maybe.
Yeah, I think I'd probably make, if I had the time, I'd probably make up my own game as well, my own gaming system.
Well, I dare say you would. I mean, I think you'd have to cope with your computer game withdrawal in some way.
Yes.
So yeah, I imagine a lot of AD&D type
Right, quite
gaming.
involved game systems.
Yeah, and you'd have to play yourself, obviously. So you'd
I'm
have
used to that. That's how I used to play swing ball.
to.
Left hand versus the right hand.
Yeah, left-hand army versus the right-hand army. Definitely. I see a room of musical instruments for you as well.
Yeah, which I probably wouldn't play. I'd just look at.
Quite a
I
variety.
think equally, you'd definitely have your mandolin wing somewhere where you'd hang your various instruments.
Yeah,
Other things I
I
imagine you would
would.
have is your armor. It would be made out of bottle tops, but you'd have been quite
Oh,
specific in the bottle tops you'd used. So, yeah, you might have like a div no, not Duvel. That's almost too like a r trapping. Well, oh, I can't think of any beer names now. But yeah, say
I'd
like
have
a
a
Dark
West.
Lord
Yeah.
Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that would.
That's an ale, isn't it? Dark Lord. And then maybe like a Vine Stefana sort of set of breeches and
Well, I think you're already thinking in the terms I think that I thought you would think in.
Right.
I mean, I was imagining your music room, you'd probably write a lot of songs, and I think they quite quickly devolve into a kind of madrigal type style, folk come medieval style.
Right.
And I also imagined you, when you were speaking probably to the animals that you were friends with, you'd quite quickly begin to use kind of quite arcane language, or sort of initially maybe it'd be sort of in prose, you'd speak in a sort of prose style, but that quickly would become sort of Tolkien-esque or sort of medieval.
Yeah. No, it's true because I keep forgetting the element of I'm the only person. Because quite often what holds me back from doing these things is knowing that perhaps society frowns on certain aspects of my character. So I bury them deep. Unlike the man I saw yesterday, who just wore his allegiances very tightly. Spandex, black top with tassels, black eyeliner, and a Games Workshop bag proudly held in the hands, not turned the other way, or with another carrier bag covering the logo, and just brazenly buying a World of Warcraft top-up voucher.
I also see you with a room full of newspapers.
I already have that.
Yeah. Maybe with particular pictures clipped from them.
Yes.
To make, I'd probably make paintings from these initially, quite small paintings. But then I think they quickly become sort of mural size.
Right.
With something of a feel of maybe Luke Toymans meets Sean Landers.
Definitely. There would definitely be a series of like half-finished murals where like I'd painted the bits I was interested in painting, and then there's some scrubby lines sort of suggesting what might be the rest of it. Yeah.
And for the audience, for members of the audience less sort of au fait with contemporary art references, maybe you could see them as some like a cross between Bruegel and Giotto style.
Yeah.
Done quickly.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of what activities you would definitely work on your collections a lot. I think you'd have. Yeah. You would play guitar quite a bit as well. I think you'd have like the riff room. Where you came up with riffs that you played. I think you'd like.
I'd designate a whole section of countryside just for that, and I'd call it the Riff Valley.
Oh yeah, that's good. I think you'd do a lot of driving. You'd have like various different vehicles that you'd you'd probably like soup them up and paint them. You'd paint like emblems on your various vehicles. I think in the same way that I might name my animals, you might give like your vehicles names.
I'd refer to them as designations rather than names, but yeah, they would have designations.
Yeah, and I think you'd use a sort of classifying system as well. So you'd have, I don't know, you'd have like Sturchley the Peugeot that you'd, after having found
this is your designation system, not mine. Mine would be grey 10%, grey 20%,
that's true.
Grey 30% and onwards. No, wouldn't there be? There'd be some fun elements in there too.
Yeah, I think there definitely would. I think you'd start, rather than making murals as well, you'd probably sort of jerry-rig some kind of photographic developing equipment, and you'd have like quite large blurred prints of like landscapes that you'd made and things like that.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
That you might also like turn into flags.
I might turn the photos into flags.
You would turn into flags yourself.
I also thought you'd probably befriend some of the zombies.
And try to.
Probably give them names. Door Slammer 40,000. one of them's
one.
Called.
Yeah.
And Tony. Is the other one.
I think I would try and find all my friends and sort of they could live in the cages in the zoo. As they'd be zombies, of course. And I'd like get things for them to eat. I think as well, like I'm generally quite limited by the kind of bad things I do in life, by my sort of overwhelming feelings of like ethics and morals that I tend to have. But I think in a scenario where I didn't think anyone was watching, I'd do other things, like if there were animals, I'd make them fight each other and things like that, just to see what happened. And then the ones that died could feed my zombie friends. I imagine you would do your utmost to sort of, I know you'd have to avoid the zombies, but you'd just want to avoid them anyway. Right?
Even if one spoke to me.
Or like, you'd just be able to kind of maintain a kind of anonymity where like the zombies just wouldn't sort of even like, even notice. You'd just kind of do your business, go about it, and just kind of not want to interact in any way with them, maybe.
I'd try not to. You're in that run.
But yeah, you should try and avoid the zombies anyway.
I tell you what, that's half an hour.
You should stop there then.
Have you got any jokes to finish with?
I have, yeah, one I made up today. What do you call someone who interprets the beans people eat as a way of looking at their psychology?
I don't know.
a Mungian analyst, a Mungian analyst